A warning from the Institution of Mechanical Engineers this morning. They say the world is heading toward population overload, that there will be too many people on the planet to sustain within a number of years. That is the UK's Institution of Mechanical Engineers is the leading body of engineers in that country. They say the global population will rise from around 7 billion people to 9.5 billion by the end of the century. And we're joined now with Colin Brown from the Institution of Mechanical Engineers. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you arrive at this figure? I know that both the United Nations Population Division and the U.S. Census Bureau have predicted a decline in global population. How did you reach your numbers?
We worked with the Population Council there in New York to get their views based on growth in the Far East and particularly in Africa. And their view is that we are going to add another 2.5 billion people to the planet by 2075.
And yet, can I ask again, according to the birth rates, they've gone down significantly. In 1990, the average woman worldwide was giving birth to 3.3 kids. And by 2002, that was down to 2.6 kids. And by 2009, 2.5. So where's the explosion in population coming from?
What we've done very well is we've made people live a lot longer. And when you look at the total number of people on the planet, the main driver at the moment is the fact that, thank goodness, we're managing to increase life expectancy.
All right. So your group also says that the planet will not have the resources to support that large a population of people. How much average support does a person need in terms of water and food that you were calculating?
We're looking at the fact that when you put another 2.5 billion people on this planet, you're going to have to double the amount of food. That's not because we've got double the number of people, but because we want people to have an increasing standard of living. You need to double the amount of energy as well. So really what the report is looking at is that fantastic challenge we've got over the next 30 or 40 years as to how we're going to increase the output quite as much as that.
Well, since you're a group of engineers, I assume that this research is going to be used to figure out how to engineer a solution to the problem. And what is it?
It's twofold, really. I think the first thing is that we as engineers believe we've got a number of solutions at the moment, but they lack political support and they lack financial support. And I think this is really a call to action to say, can we work with organizations around the world, and particularly can we work with the finance community to work out how we can make these sorts of things happen?
Well, you're also saying that your group has also said that you think food is going to become yet again a precious commodity in the days when people displayed salt on their table as a display of their wealth. Are we going to return to the time when people are going to pose with oranges to show that they're rich?
I sincerely hope not, but we're certainly going to need to double the amount that we've got. And simple things like refrigeration allow us to get much greater usage of the food that we currently produce. There are many developing nations where a crop will ripen at one particular time and half of it is wasted.
But is there any indication that a rise in population and the lack of resources to support it results in a drop in birth rates?
No, there isn't. In fact, it works the other way around. But there is certainly a feeling that if we do not supply water and food and energy to these people, they will migrate to areas where they feel they can get that food and water and energy. And that is certainly something is a bit of a scenario we want to avoid, of people wandering around the planet trying to find somewhere to live.
That's Dr. Colin Brown. He's with the Institution of Mechanical Engineers out of the UK. It's a worldwide organization based there. They've just completed a report in which they say the global population will rise from around 7 billion to 9.5 billion towards the end of this century, and that's a number that they say currently we cannot support.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.